Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Claudia, for heaven's sake, eat.
I'm eating, Mama.
You're not. You're walking over your food like a puppy dog.
That's a pretty thought for the breakfast table.
You're not eating isn't going to help David get home from the hospital
faster. If I thought it would, I'd starve myself.
Such devotion. Now eat, or you'll get peaked and thin, and then David will start worrying about you. Is that what you want?
That's the last thing I want. Feels strange, doesn't it, Mama, just having breakfast, us two?
You used to feel fine in the old days, but now it's a bit lonesome.
Habit. David's a habit. A wonderful, luxurious habit. I don't ever want to outgrow it.
You won't. David's not a man to be outgrown, just to be grown up to.
I hope Bobby's going to look like him.
If Bobby has any sense, he will.
He looked a lot better yesterday.
I didn't notice any great difference.
How could you? You didn't see him.
You talking about Bobby or David?
David, of course.
Oh, of course. I just happened to be talking about Bobby.
Oh, he doesn't look any different. But David does, thank goodness. His eyes weren't the least bit bloodshot yesterday afternoon.
Excellent, seeing it's only 6 days since the accident.
Only 6 days? It seems like 6 years.
He'll be home in just a few days more. Then your fun will begin.
Won't it?
A convalescent man in the house is a full-time job, believe me. You'll need all your strength. So eat your breakfast.
Mama, a person can't always eat when a person's got things on her mind.
Oh, a person can't a person?
No.
You just finished telling me David looked so much better.
Well, this is other things.
And what is other things, pardon the curiosity?
The barn.
Oh.
It's not raining today.
So it isn't.
You know what that means? It means the workmen are going to really get to work on the barn.
I should think that would be cause for rejoicing. Yesterday you were complaining they couldn't work because it was raining. Today you're complaining they can because it isn't. You don't make sense.
Mama, I've got cold feet. I had time to think all day yesterday and, well, I ended up with cold feet.
Just shows what thinking can do. I warned you once, never think.
I wouldn't have to if David were home. It is quite a job supervising the rebuilding of a barn.
What about Fritz? He knows about barns. I thought he was going to supervise it.
Well, Fritz knows about barns from the cow point of view, not from the building.
And you don't know about barns from any point of view.
Exactly. That's what's on my mind.
I see.
I called Mr. Paradiso yesterday. I thought since he was the contractor for the rebuilding of the house and David liked his work so much that he could sort of understudy him on the barn.
That was an excellent idea. What happened?
Nothing. He wasn't there. And he wasn't expected back. So I couldn't tell him, so here I am. All alone with a tribe of workmen on their way and a set of architects' plans to give them and nothing else.
No wonder you're not even eating breakfast. Why didn't you tell me all this? I wouldn't have eaten mine.
Are you an architect or a contractor, Mama?
Neither, but I'm your mother, and as such, it's my privilege to worry along with you.
I wonder who that is.
Oh, one of the workmen, no doubt.
Oh, dear.
You might as well answer.
Yep, I might as well. Mama, how did I get into this?
Simple. You're married.
Hello there.
Mr. Paradiso, it's you.
Anything the matter, Mrs. Norton?
Oh, no. I never was so glad to see anybody in my whole life.
Say, that's nice. I got a message you called. I figured you'd want to see me, so here I am.
Well, come in. Come in.
House looks good.
And why shouldn't it? You build it, practically.
Mrs. Norton, there's nothing I like better than a satisfied client.
Would you like to have a second cup of coffee, too?
Wouldn't mind if I did.
Well, fine. We can talk while we drink it. It's about the barn I wanted to see you.
So I figured. I heard you're rebuilding.
You see, David made all the arrangements before his accident, but still I don't think I could go ahead with it all alone.
I'm pleased you called. I thought of coming over to lend you a hand with it, but I didn't want you to think that I was pushing my way in.
Well, thanks for the thought. I wish you had come. Mama, our troubles are over and my appetite's back. Here's Mr. Paradiso.
It is good to see you.
Well, the top of the morning to you, Mrs. Brown.
He got my message, and here he is.
We're very grateful. How have you been? The last we saw of you, you were jacking up the porch of our house.
Oh, I've been fine. How is Mr. Norton this morning?
Well, last time I spoke to him,
It was already the third time she called him this morning.
Love, love, love. It's in every joist in this house.
You ought to know. You put him up. Well, anyway, David said he's feeling much better.
Good news.
Oh, I'll say.
Coffee?
Fine.
Now, about the barn. You see, Mr. Paradiso, I sort of made myself responsible for fixing it up in David's absence.
Uh-huh.
But I have a little stage fright about having taken the horn by the bulls and deciding that, hospital or not, David's going to have his barn.
Mrs. Norton, now you have nothing to worry about, because Paradiso is on the job.
You said that once before about this house, remember?
Uh-huh. And how did it turn out?
Wonderful. It's only about $5,000 more expensive than we planned. We're only able to move in 2 weeks later than we planned, and practically nothing's gone wrong except the plumbing and the electricity and the porch that caved in.
Claudia, enough.
Now, don't make it sound like that, Mrs. Norton.
Actually, we love the house, and we know you did a wonderful job with it, Mr. Paradiso.
Uh-huh.
That's why, now that I have you, I feel safe going ahead with the barn alone, even without David. Oh, that's David now.
How do you know?
I recognize his ring.
I'm afraid he's just as bad as she is, Mr. Paradiso.
Hello, David.
The very same.
It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Been so long, huh?
How you feeling?
The same as the last time you asked.
That's good.
What's good about it?
Well, last time I asked you, you were feeling good.
Oh, was I?
Oh, dope. Say, David, if you're not doing anything else, there's somebody here who'd like to talk to you.
All right, put her on.
Well, it's a he.
I will not listen to my son gurgle over the phone now. It's indecent.
Your son is not the only he in the world. Now, just a minute. Wait a minute. Mr. Paradiso,
yeah?
Would you like to say hello to David?
I sure would like to. Is it okay for him?
A few words.
Uh-huh. Hello there, Mr. Norton.
Hello? Oh, Paradiso, is that you?
Just who?
Well, good to talk to you. What are you doing at the house?
I thought you'd ask. I just come over to lend your wife a hand doing the barn.
Say, that's fine. That's fine. I wish I could be there with you.
Yep. I wish so, too. But pretty soon, fella.
Yeah. I don't think you'll have any trouble following the plans.
The plans you draw up, Mr. Norton, a baby could follow them.
And all of the stuff's ordered.
There won't be a thing for me to do but stand around and whistle. But if it's any help to you, I'll whistle.
Well, thanks. Thanks very much. It's nice to know you're there.
See you soon.
You bet. Say, tell Claudia to call me when she has a chance, will you?
Uh-huh. I'll tell her.
So long.
So long. Well, he sure wishes he were here.
So do I.
Mrs. Norton, I know things are going to be a little tight with you, so it's all on the house.
It's all on the house?
Well, I'll supervise this work for you, but only as a get-well present for Mr. Norton.
Oh, well, I wouldn't think of it.
Don't. But it's all settled.
David will be furious.
I'll be furious if you don't let me do it. So, take your choice.
You certainly live up to your name, don't you? I wonder who that is.
Maybe it's one of the workmen.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, if everybody ain't up and bustling.
You're an early worm, Mr. Tucker.
That's a habit my pa got me into. Always the first up and around. Gives me a head start on the other folks.
Mr. Tucker, do you know Mr. Paradiso?
Good morning, Tucker.
Oh, sure, I know him. What's he doing here?
Well, you know we're doing some work on the barn.
Sure, that's what I'm over about. Thought I'd keep an eye on things for you.
Well, that's very sweet of you, but...
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
You?
Yes.
What right you got?
What right? Why, I'm the Norton's contractor.
Well, you did your job on the house. You don't have to go looking for more.
I'm not looking for anything.
Much you ain't. Just see that you keep your nose clean.
Don't you worry about my nose.
And don't you go looking for ways to make a lot of money out of this here job or take advantage of this here young woman just because her husband's in the hospital.
Now, you see here, Tucker,
Really, Mr. Tucker, I don't think
you... Now, you hush up, young woman. I'm taking over. Watching out for you while you're kind of a widow. Because these professionals like Paradiso here are always looking for ways to make a velvet penny.
Oh, one more word out of
please,
you and I...
Please, listen
you hush
to me.
Up, I says. Now, you can supervise the job if you like, Mr. Paradiso, but I'm going to supervise you.
You're what?
There's not going to be any monkey shines around here. spending Mr. Norton's money like it were water and them things.
If it weren't for Mrs. Norton, I'd tell you a word or two, Mr.
Yes,
Tucker.
I think it's awfully sweet of you, Mr. Tucker,
it
but...
It ain't sweet of me at all. I'm your neighbor, ain't I?
Yes.
I showed you this house, didn't I?
Yes.
I live just down the road from you, don't I?
Yes.
I'm older, a bit, ain't I? Well,
yes.
It's my duty to
a
you.
A little.
Of course, you don't have to let me do my duty if you think you could do better without me, but nope, I'm sticking by you. Women is helpless alone. They don't admit it, but yep, they sure are.
That is why I'm here, Tucker.
I don't trust you.
And I don't like you.
You don't have to.
I'm not going to have your nose sticking into my business.
It's stuck already. Young fella, you start reciting to me what you aim to do about supervising the building of the barn, and you better tell me square, too.
I don't think it's up to me to tell you anything, Mr. Tucker.
And I say it is. Why, I built more barns in my day, built them with my own two hands.
I can imagine what they were like.
Yep, more barns than you'll ever build if you keep on building barns till you end balmy.
You're balmy right now.
Now, I ain't saying that I suspect you, Paradiso, or distrust you.
You better not.
I'm just keeping an eye open. I'm going up to the barn to see what you're building. Want to come with me? Then come along. Be back in a bit, Mrs. Norton.
Mrs. Norton, he means well, I know, but if he gets in my hair...
I wish I could tell him.
For your sake, I'll play along with him. But he'd better stay out of my way or else I'm through.
Step lively, young man. Day's wearing on. Come on.
Mama. Mama.
I heard every word.
Every word?
Too many cooks.
Just a little while ago, I was worrying because I didn't have any.
I wonder why so many people feel they have to protect you.
Because I am a woman, worse luck.
Lots of women are, and they don't get protected. You must be the clinging vine type.
No, they're not protecting me. They're protecting David from me because they're friends.
And this morning, you have one too many friends.
So things are in a big mess again. They'll both get angry, and they'll leave me in the soup. You wait and see.
Till they do, come on in and eat your breakfast. You said your appetite had come back.
Oh, Mama. It did. It came back with Mr. Paradiso. And then it went away with Mr. Tucker. Oh, Mama. Ain't life something?
I don't care how much time you have or what you plan to do with the time you save. You're likely to get impatient if you have to wait anywhere. Proprietors of beauty shops, department stores, and such spots... Recognizing this American trait, have found a way to make waiting easier. They've installed Coca-Cola coolers. Now, when you have to wait for a package or a permanent, you can enjoy ice-cold Coke.
Oh,
and
I
wait.
Say, Mr. King.
Yes, Mr. Paradiso.
What am I going to do about that Tucker?
I think things will work out.
Having Tucker around is like having a fly in my ear.
Well, be patient, Paradiso. And my word for it, as soon as he finds out that you're on the level... He'll leave you alone.
He'd better. These self-appointed guardians,
No, he means well.
Yeah, I suppose he does.
I hate to ask you, but be patient for Claudia's sake. She has a great deal on her mind.
Uh-huh. Just how sick is Norton?
Well, that's what we'll find out tomorrow. Claudia and Dr. Barry are going to have a little talk.
I see. Well, I'll be around, but I hope Mr. Tucker won't. So long, Joe.
So long, Paradiso. As I was about to say... Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.